Think about if you're them. You want to protect your actual money from some moron who just YOLO'd up the two stages and got a real funded account with $100,000 in it. You want that guy who just took two trades and to pass the account. Now you're going to let him just do whatever the hell he wants? No, no. So if you are, that means he's not trading real money. In which case, it's just all demo accounts. And it's a Ponzi scheme from the top down.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Anarchy Podcast. 99% of traders will never make consistent profits. So why listen to the 99% of advice? On this show, we're going to challenge some of the most hallowed and repeated tenets of trading, and in doing so, set you up to succeed where others fail. Spoiler alert, we don't have a secret strategy or magic wand that will let you skip out on the hard work of learning the markets, but we can debunk viewpoints that are holding you back. If that sounds good to you, come join us.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Anarchy Trading Podcast. If you've listened to us for a while, you know that we've been very pro prop firms. And in the case of multiple prop firms flaming out recently, ask us how we know. We figured we should once again address this issue, our personal experience, our personal take on prop firms, maybe a little bit of our story around that and recent events, and why through that, we're still cautiously optimistic about them and what they offer, but also what they just definitely do not offer. And kind of while we share our experience and kind of the pros, also share what they are not and the cons and what to be very, very wary of when you're getting into prop firms, because there's a million out there and it can get really, 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 really blurry, especially with a bunch of essentially con artists out there. So, with that, Jordan, how you doing?
Doing well, Levi, doing well. And yeah, pardon the voice, had a friend's wedding about in Mae Hong Song, Thailand, which just to give you reference is about a 20-hour or 28-hour drive from where we live. And I picked up some bug in the village and left my voice up there. So anyways, it's a lot better now than it was yesterday. So I'm still recovering though. But yeah, man, thanks for that intro. And you said, ask us how we know. Well, you have had extraordinarily bad luck at choosing the two prop firms that are currently that have gone down. Well, okay, we don't know if your current one has gone down, but let's say I guarantee you it is. You've picked them both. And then honestly, my funded account, the prop firm I'm with hasn't paid anyone out in like 6 months. So you and I have just been having...
Done.
Yeah, they're done too. Like we've been having really bad luck with prop firms, but I don't think it's having bad luck. Like I think this is a bigger systemic issue that we were starting to see. And I thought since we have been so pro prop firm that I kind of wanted to re-go through or maybe address why we're pro or what the pros and cons are of it and why we still talk about prop firms, even though, let's be honest, we're going to go through them today. There are a lot of issues, a lot of red flags, and we definitely say you need to make sure you do your research and you have the right expectations.
Yeah, and I think that's where it comes down to expectation, and that's where we'll get into it, but why... So just quickly, I have used multiple prop firms. You definitely want to have your eggs in multiple baskets, and as we'll talk about later, that you don't even want that to be your main source of income. The goal is to eventually use your own money. Okay, that let's just make that clear. So I have multiple ones, and you're right. I had money in my Forex funds that crashed. Currently have something going with True Forex funds, which is now it no longer works on MetaTrader 5, and they said they were going to switch it last week, and then they went dark on the web. They haven't responded to anybody else. They're done. Okay, essentially they're done. And then you're talking about missed payments for people haven't paid out for 6 months on your end. These guys are all done. I think in a way, a lot of these, we're going to see a massive culling, dying out of a bunch of prop firms just because most of them are unsustainable. And most of them are sustainable because they're essentially, well, maybe not even essentially, they just are Ponzi schemes. Like most of these prop firms are Ponzi schemes. how what is a Ponzi scheme? A Ponzi scheme is something that takes a bunch of money from the low-level people and then use those proceeds to pay off the other people. That's prop firms. Like that's like this newer crop of prop firms, high-risk prop firms that they make all their money from new traders. They get a bunch of money from new traders by promising them no rules, by promising them be able to trade whenever, and they get a bunch of money from them, and then they use that money to pay off the people at the top, which, of course, Ponzi scheme only works so long. It only works as long as you have new people coming in through the bottom, through the meat grinder. It's an absolutely, it's just a crap show.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, all prop firms prey on new traders to make their money. Like, let's be honest, look at all the marketing for every single prop firm out there. What they do is they promise the ability to make a lot of money without spending a lot of your own money. And you need to think very quickly about how that math works, because let's think about it very realistically. We know that 95% of traders are failing traders. Do you really think so prop firms are depending on those 95% of traders for failing? And those are the people spending money on accounts. Those are the people they're marketing for. And I just feel like it's very seedy. And it's very low, I feel, of prop firms, how they essentially say, yeah, we'll train you, we'll trade, we'll teach you how to trade. You can be successful. You can make all this money. They post all their success stories and their payout proofs. And they really prey on, you know, they sell a dream, right? And that dream doesn't exist in reality. Like, it honestly doesn't. The dream does not exist, because as we've discussed over the entirety of this podcast, the fact is it takes years to become a successful trader. And these prop firms that prey on people and say, hey, you can be trading, and this guy made this much money after 1 or 2 months. Well, yeah, anyone can YOLO 1 or 2 trades and become a quote unquote funded trader. But it doesn't actually mean that is going to be any normal person's journey. I mean, there's luck. It's like saying, hey, this guy won the $1 billion Powerball, right? Okay, the chances of winning that are like being struck by lightning like 10 times or something in a row. Like, it's ridiculous. Although, right. fun fact, our dad has been struck by lightning. So it does happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the whole prop firm industry does that. And they'll trot out their success stories, but eventually at the end of the day, most of these prop firms are, they have limited shelf life, because they are, honestly, I don't even know how they're frankly legal. Like, they're not, because a lot of these aren't even,
they're not, making, that's why they're based out of the Bahamas.
Yeah. They're not making money off of their winners. Their winners lose the money. The profitable traders lose money for them because they're not actually trading with those guys. But so all of that said, right, we talk about that, we trash prop firms, all that said, and yet we still use them. So and we still, for beginners, we say prop firms can be a decent idea to learn. So what the hell's going on there? How's that not just cognitive dissonance? And could you kind of give kind of our view on prop firms and how to take this whole thing with a massive grain of salt?
Yeah, because prop firms are essentially just a training tool, right? I do not view them as a way to make money. Okay, maybe you will make money. That's a possibility, but that should never be the expectation. What you're doing with a prop firm is simply paying to learn how to trade with real risk and with like real, real mental gymnastics, to required, real mental stakes in order to make it happen. Let me make it straight. You are not trading on prop firms to make money, because that's not why you're doing it. When you get to the point where you can actually make money, that's when you're going to invest a few thousand dollars or even a few hundred dollars to begin with, and you'll be trading real money, and you're going to grow your own account, and you're going to build that up. And that's how you're going to actually make money in a sustainable, long-term way through a regulated broker. When it comes to prop firms, you are simply paying your fee every month, or maybe every few months, depending on how your trading goes or the prop firm that you're trading with, to trade with those real stakes. That's the only reason you're doing it, but it's money well spent, because there's really no other way to do it. So yeah, sure, you could say, okay, I'm just going to put that $80 I was going to spend on a prop firm account into a trading account and trade it. But let's be honest, it's not very realistic, because $80 is, you're never going to be able to grow that account with $80. I don't care what Instagram tells you, you do not grow an $80 account to $1 million account. I'm sorry, it doesn't happen. The second thing is, you're using that because now you're trading, let's say, a $10,000 quote unquote prop firm account. It's giving you real world experience and the mental gymnastics and exercises required to trade $10,000, because trading $10,000 is going to feel different than trading $50,000, than $100,000, than $500,000. Like, there's a lot of traders who can trade $10,000 successfully, but can't trade $100,000 successfully. And some people never can grow past trading a certain amount simply because of the psychology, which I know used to seem weird to me, but it makes sense now. Especially, for instance, me trading, a quick update on my funded account, it has not been going well. I've been trading the live funds, and fortunately the prop firm I'm with isn't paying out anyway, so no big deal. But trading my funded account right now has not been going well. I'm in some significant drawdown, which just goes to show, you know, trading real funds and live funds is definitely different than even trading, you know, demo challenges. But yeah, that's my quick take on it.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, that's the take. I mean, you if you treat this as a training ground, then the money makes sense. You're just, instead of spending, you know, $1,000 on some course, which is just a regurgitated baby pips, which, by the way, there's no course on planet Earth that's worth the money. Just a reminder, friendly reminder. So instead of spending money on that, just putting it into a prop firm to practice with those stakes, that's what it's for. And that's, by the way, why I don't freak out, man. Every time one of these prop firms go down, everybody freaks out. Everybody panics. Everybody gets angry. The reason I don't, even though I've been involved in two of them, is that I don't view it as my prime. Like, that's not why I'm in a prop firm. Like, I'm not in a prop firm to get payouts. It'd be nice. It's cool. But that's not why you're in a prop firm. You're in a prop firm to get better with larger and larger stakes. While, you know, not blowing your own money, essentially. Just paying a fee for real world stakes. So that's where it's at. So, okay. So we've talked about bad prop firms, which is, frankly, I think most of them. We've talked about, we've talked about what we use prop firms for. Okay, so, like, is there such thing as a good prop firm, or at least better prop firm? And if so, how do you identify what a good prop firm is? And maybe we can kind of go over, like, are there kind of two types of prop firms? Because I know the newer generation of prop firms that's popped up on Twitter and Instagram, they're kind of a whole different beast than maybe what the old school idea of a prop firm even is.
Well, you bring up a good point, because let's be honest, there are prop firms that have been around for 20, 30 years that are places that hire traders who trade for them, and those traders trade that firm's money, and they make, I mean, essentially that's what, it's kind of like what hedge funds do, right? Essentially, but these places hire people to trade their capital, and they pay those traders a certain amount of money, right? Like, those have existed for the past many, many, many years. Banks, big companies, private equity, things like this. And those are legitimate. Like, these are legitimate companies, licensed, brokered, whatever it may be. that are legitimate because they're using real funds. The traders they hire are already successful traders. Let's be honest. They're not hiring Bob from, you know, Manhattan, who lives in his mom's basement, who's 25 years old and has never traded, but says, yeah, I can learn how to trade support and resistance. No, these guys are hiring guys from, you know, that are at the top of their game, who already
proven have proven track that record.
They're sick. Yeah. Proven track record of success as successful traders. And, you know, and they grow up through the company. So those are legitimate. Those things do exist. Those companies still exist. And, but you know, if you're listening to this podcast, I guarantee you, you're definitely not going to be trading for one of those companies. At least not yet.
Not yet.
But the fact remains, besides that, the way to identify whether a prop firm, quote unquote, is legit or not is how many rules do they have? Let's be honest. The more rules a prop firm has, the more legitimate it is. And why do I say that? Well, because rules are not there. Let's be honest. Prop firms are a real prop firm is there to make money when you make money. Well, how do they make money? Well, we've talked about this every time on the show, pretty much, by capital preservation, risk management. Well, rules are the form of risk management that a prop firm takes. And so if they say, if a prop firm allows news trading, I can guarantee you that is not a legitimate prop firm, in my opinion, because let's be honest, we've discussed this. Go listen 2 weeks ago or whatever, 3 weeks ago about our news trading episode. News trading is just a crapshoot, and you can literally blow entire accounts, even with stop losses in place, in a matter of 3 or 4 or 5 seconds. A real prop firm would not risk their real money doing that. So if they allow it, in my opinion, and this could be a bit of a hot take, they're not a real prop firm and they're not using real money.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely a one of the Ponzi scheme prop firms. I totally agree. I mean, think about if you're them. I mean, like, if you're them, you want to protect your actual money from some moron who just YOLO'd up, you know, the two stages and got a real funded account with $100,000 in it. You want that guy who just took two trades, or, you know, and to pass the account. Now you're going to let him just do whatever the hell he wants? No. So if you are, that means he's not trading real money, in which case it's just all demo accounts. And it's a Ponzi scheme from the top down. I tend to, you know, they still kind of have some of the old school prop firms, but they make sure you're good. And the way they make sure you're good is there's no way to do a two stage, you know, up to $500,000, right? You can't just take two stages and get a $500,000 account. What they do is they start you low, and then you have to pass, and then they give you a little bit more, and then you pass, and they give you a little bit more, and you work your way up. And the only way you get up to $500,000 is if you've been successful for a very long time, very consistently. That's the only way you sniff those funds. And of course, that's the only way, because they want to protect their money. And that's like, there's no shortcuts. And that's where you have to view, like, again, we're pro prop firms as a training device. That's it. I'm not pro prop firm as far as the, you know, a moral aspect of it or the Ponzi scheme aspect of it. But if you want to use it to practice real stakes, you know, practice playing with that amount of money, then it can be really helpful for you.